chosen and unchosen. I've started to look like you, sister. In moments when I feel old and achy, I made that decision when I was younger, didn't I? To only do as well as you. Unknowingly, I decided it wasn't okay to be radiant, because I would hurt you if I was. But it was never about you or wanting to compete. Someone always loses in those situations, don't they? No, it wasn't about you. It was simply a youthful me experiencing moments of joy as I discovered myself. But you and I were engaged in this dance that we didn't understand, because it started long before we were born. The dance of the chosen and the unchosen, where one person wins and the other loses. I see more clearly now and understand that both paths enslave us, for they are the same. One must either fight to keep what has been gained through being chosen, the other eternally seeks to be chosen. Tell me I'm okay, whispered beneath each action for one. Tell me I'm still okay, whispered beneath each action for the other. And at the heart of the matter, both feel the pain of abandonment and betrayal. Who would either be freed from the bonds of being chosen or unchosen? Sister, together you and I can let that pain go. Let those who have come before us take back their burden. We give it back not in anger but love, knowing as we free ourselves, we also free them. As I turn to look at all who have come before me, I acknowledge your pain. You've been sitting in the dark with it, and now I bring it to the light. It frees us all. I will compete no more. Who are you then, sister, when you can't lose to me? Who am I when I don't have to hold myself back for fear of hurting you? And so I say to all my sisters, both of blood and heart, this separation destroys us. Let us find love together. Let us not allow unconscious fear for survival drive us to do unspeakable things to each other. That is not life. Sister, drink with me from the sweetness of life's cup and let the nectar nourish our achy bones.